Hungry, or are you just driving through? Maybe like a beer or something a little harder? Hey, you know, we happen to make mistakes. That's past mistakes.
Don't thank you, ma'am. We may be sucking back a few beers a little later on. We'll be here all night. See, we're the band.
You are?
Oh, gee.
Hey, Bob, this is the band.
All right.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Well, a pleasant good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the Country Roadhouse Jukebox on this beautiful, beautiful spring evening. Oh, my goodness, they don't make them any better than this. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than sit back, look out at the nice weather, enjoy a nice evening, have a nice long neck beer, and listen to country music. Sounds like a perfect combination for me. And I hope it is for you, too. And I would tell you that I have some invaders in the studio. They're chuckling now, but my show has been overrun by the garden ladies. They have come in here, and they are going to help everybody understand the connection between classic country music and gardening, and so I'd like to have my guests introduce themselves.
Well, hello, this is Kitty Labounty here for the Garden Show. It will be interesting to make that connection with country music for me, but hey, there is a connection with gardening and all music.
And I'm delighted to be in this evening. It's Molly in on the Garden Show as well, right here on the Country Roadhouse Jukebox, and I'm all about it.
I'm all about tapping my feet to the music.
That too, and I think this kind of music makes your garden grow.
I believe so. I'm pretty sure that pretty much, what did I read? That pretty much if you're happy as a gardener, so you're playing the music you like, and then you're taking good care of your garden, then your garden will be happy and grow well.
I think so. Well, one of the things that's going on is you've got a great theme on Friday nights. And you mentioned that you wanted to play a little music and talk a little gardening.
That's what I thought. You know, I've selected a couple of songs here that have references to gardening or plants. And I'm curious. We'll listen to the songs, and then my question is, could we do that here in Sitka? You ready for the first one here?
Sure.
Okay. We're ready to go.
Okay, this song is by Billy Currington, and it's called Good Directions.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where it next come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
What I focused on from that song was making sweet tea.
It's a lot about sweet tea, and I think that sweet tea goes along with just about anything. A great country song, a long session in the garden, whether it's dusty and hot or not. I think Miss Bell's sweet tea sounds perfect.
So what can you make sweet tea out of that grows in Sitka?
Well, I was going to just kind of go with the tea part.
Okay.
I grow a lot of peppermint, and peppermint makes spectacular tea. I actually also grow nettles, which also makes good tea, and the two mix together, excellent. And you can add as much honey or sugar to it as you want.
And does it taste good iced, or do you have to boil it up?
Well, you want to boil it or pour boiling water on it, steep it, and then you could cool it.
And so if you're going to grow peppermint nettles here, do you have to dry the leaves for a while before you make tea out of it?
I don't know. I'll use them fresh, too. But mm-hmm. you can, in fact, dry them, and then you can keep them.
Well, sweet tea is pretty good, and I like peppermint tea. But the peppermint I grow here is for a mojito. On a Friday night, a mojito goes really well with anything. And in the song, they were also talking about turnip greens.
Turnip greens. Mm-hmm. So can you grow turnips in Sitka?
I suspect yes. you can.
I just went with a solid yes on that one.
Well, I hesitated because mm-hmm. I haven't grown them. But if you are struggling to grow turnip greens, we have several alternatives. Mm-hmm. Because
and what would those? What would the best one be?
Swiss chard grows really well here, and it's really good. And collards grow here as well. Oh, so both okay. of those could mm-hmm. rustle up a pretty southern meal mm-hmm. around some collards and chard.
And you think folks should be planting those now, or is it too late for this year if you wanted to get a mess of turnip greens?
Oh, definitely not too late. I would not think at all.
Might even be almost too early.
So you could plant them now. If you plant them outside now, you would want to cover them up with mm-hmm. Molly and my favorite favorite item, spun row cover, so it keeps them from getting too cold. And the turnip greens are going to have some trouble if you don't cover them up, actually.
Okay. And why would that be?
Would be because of our friends, the little maggoty flies. Will still
those are our friends? I don't think those are
whatever.
Our friends.
They're, I'm using the term friend very broadly here. They will also infect turnips.
And what do? They eat up the leaves or they just...
They'll eat up the root, and that's what supports those leaves. So
I see.
You want to have healthy roots, healthy leaves.
So,
and these turnips, mm-hmm. of course, are in that same wonderful family that we can grow so much of. We've got broccoli and cabbage mm-hmm. and all that. So
do you think you said Swiss chard and what was it all? Mustard or
collards? Yeah, you can grow mustard greens mm-hmm. here mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
They grow really well here.
And would those be a better choice than turnip greens if you wanted greens?
No.
Might depend on your taste buds. For me,
you can grow them all.
For me, chard. I'm with chard all the mm-hmm. way. But I think any of those would grow pretty well here, actually. And you might not get a really robust mm-hmm. turnip, but you'd probably get plenty of greens one way or the other.
Interesting. And so when you grow chard or turnip greens or mustard or collards, is it like they grow up one time and then you hack off the greens and that's it? Or can you get more greens?
You can cut a few off of, like, if you had several mm-hmm. plants, you could cut a few leaves off each one and keep growing them all season.
Really? All season long. Will they overwinter?
I don't think so.
Not reliably, no. Last mm-hmm. year, probably anything could have overwintered. Not this winter, but the winter before, you probably could have overwintered. Maybe not bananas, but, you know, close enough.
Bananas!
I know,
woo!
I know. I'm feeling very exotic now. you will want to plant those again mm-hmm. in the spring. You would not want to rely on them, you know, making it through. And then you want to plant, especially if you want to grow something for greens, I would plant a few more plants every so often so the greens are optimal.
Oh, and so maybe space it 1 week at a time?
Two probably.
Weeks.
Yeah, because one week, if it's kind of chilly, they'd probably mm-hmm. come up just about the same. And then the other thing is all of these are plants that are really great direct seeded, probably more than.
Okay, then like growing them and transplant it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the turn of the hour, so I'd like to make our station identification here. And then how about if I play another song and then we'll see. Your idea about fruit in tropical places gave me an idea for another song.
Oh, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to FM 104.7 Raven Radio here in beautiful Sitka, Alaska by the sea, and the time is 7 o'clock. Well, if you just tuned in, we have two special guests tonight, Miss Kitty and Miss Molly from The Garden Show, and we are discussing the intersection of honky-tonk country music and gardening, and had just a lively discussion about sweet tea and turnip greens. And I'm going to play another song for them here. It's an oldie but a goodie. But we haven't played it in a long time on the jukebox. But it has a reference to a fruit. And so when we're done, let's talk about whether or not we can grow that in Sitka. You all ready for it?
Mm-hmm. We're ready here on KCAW in Sitka.
"How old do you think I am?" he said. I said, "Well, I didn't know." He said, "I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine?" he asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. "Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine." He said, "Women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down." He said, "I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine." I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
So what do you think? Can we grow watermelons in Sitka?
Well, the most exotic critter I have in my garden, and that's in the indoor garden, is a lemon tree. And it produces a lemon now and again, and maybe more, but I have never had any luck or maybe even tried to grow watermelon.
Yeah, I think I don't think Sitka is the place for watermelon unless you had just a really super big greenhouse and you wanted to devote a heck of a lot of yardage space to grow in that, because those vines are mighty big, even the mini ones. And to me, it wouldn't be worth the real estate. I think there's a lot of other things to grow. But, you know, there are a lot of fruits that you can grow in Sitka.
And,
yes.
And make
some
wine
of them
and,
that you
yes.
can
okay.
make wine out of, too. And then
so
there's a few other items that would be good for wine. We might not consider them fruits.
Well, what fruits have you successfully grown that you've been able to make wine or known that folks have made wine out of?
Actually, the first thing that comes to mind that I've made wine out of, I didn't grow myself.
Mm-hmm.
The forest next to my garden grew them just super well on their own. I have blueberries and huckleberries, the red huckleberries, and I mixed them together. And I took this little winemaking class in town, and I made, actually, it turned out pretty good. I was like, okay, whatever, we'll just try it. But I thought it was pretty good.
Salmonberries, you can make salmonberry wine. Rhubarb, people make rhubarb wine, and you can grow that. We kind of treat rhubarb like it's a fruit, although
it is certainly
botanically
not.
We wouldn't describe it as that, but that's all right. Dandelions, and somebody mentioned to me recently that they felt that the dandelions were popping out and becoming a scourge. So that would be a perfect way.
You can make wine out of dandelions. You make it out of the leaves or the flowers?
I believe you make it out of the flowers. The sad part is I've never made dandelion wine. It sounds so lovely. It sounds like you're bottling sunshine, but I have not bottled sunshine.
Interesting.
There's a couple more. So currants and gooseberries both grow here. So currant wine sounds pretty good. Gooseberries, I think I'd like those better in the jam or the pie.
And I grew a lot of black currants last year, and I did not make them into wine, but I used them to make a liqueur.
Really?
Which was very, very good. It still is very good. It's not all gone. And that, you know, it's not quite the same thing because you're soaking the berries in an already fermented beverage. But the taste is amazing. So if you have black currants, I would do that with it instead of make wine.
And how about apples? Can you make wine? Well, I'm imagining you can make apple wine.
You can. I have a friend
who
made something more along the lines of Applejack. You can also grow strawberries and raspberries handily here.
And strawberry wine.
You can make strawberry wine.
We're going to put Boone's Farm out of business.
I'm just going to eat those strawberries.
I'm with Kitty, though. I'm probably not going to ferment those strawberries or raspberries. But there's another good option that you wouldn't eat as fruit. So you might as well have a big bowl of your strawberries and a big bowl of your raspberries. And then you take your spruce tips and make a spruce tip beer.
And I've had
that would be really good.
Man,
so,
that is delicious.
If you're longing for watermelon wine, I think we've got a few options for you that you can manage right here in Southeast Alaska.
You made me think of beer because you mentioned it, okay?
I did.
You can grow hops here as well.
I did not know that.
Yes, you can grow hops here. You know, you have to make sure you pick a variety that actually, instead of being an ornamental, is actually for beer flavoring. But they successfully grow here quite well.
I have sipped some home hops, some Sitka-grown hops beer.
And is it delicious?
It's fantastic.
You guys are the best, I'll tell you. Are you ready for one more here?
We
are.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, I got one more. This is a classic. This is the state song of the state of Tennessee and the fight song for University of Tennessee. So you ready for it?
Yeah, are we supposed to come back fighting?
Only if you use Hatfield and Lays McCoys, right?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, so we're gonna go on and we're gonna hear the classic version of this, Rocky Top, by the Osborne Brothers.
Tennessee hills, ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed old Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, reckon they never Rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
You know, you really could have called this Stump the Garden Show. You know, it's like, oh, here's a reference to a plant. Can you grow this here? It would have been kind of fun. But you can't stump us. Anyway, it's been very fun. Two lines out of that song struck me.
Mm-hmm.
One was the frequent mention of rocky soils.
Oh, which yes.
Is not an issue for me. Probably not an issue for you either.
Not too much, but in many places, if they scraped off the forest soil mm-hmm. and you're trying to grow it on top of the
gravel,
the D1 or the D whatever they laid down, you could have that problem.
Well, then how do you deal with that problem?
Add.
So do you add down or do you add up?
Add up.
Meaning you would put like boards in a raised bed?
Yeah, just leave those rocks down there mm-hmm, and just mm-hmm. build your soil mm-hmm. right on top. In fact, I've got quite a big patch of my garden that grows right on what used to be a driveway, a gravel mm-hmm. driveway. And I didn't do anything mm-hmm. but start growing right on top of it and building the soil up. So that works out just mm-hmm. fine.
Do you have any suggestions for if you're going to make a raised bed, you know, what kind of soil you put in it? Do you mix stuff into it?
Soil you can get.
Yeah. It,
rocks.
That's the challenge here.
Actual soil.
You know, you can just start with a big pile of seaweed, some mm-hmm. sand or whatever mineral
volcanic
content
ash.
You have around, mineral content, and then just keep putting that in year out, year on, year in and year out, and you'll have some good.
It can take a while. Yeah, mm-hmm. it will take a while if you're starting from seaweed, mm-hmm. volcanic ash, and, you know, a few other things. It will take a while to get a really good nutrient mix, but if you can't find any soil that's been scraped off of someone's building spot, mm-hmm. then that's what you got to do.
So I have a question. If it's raised up and it's raining all the time, will certain nutrients drain out and you got to add them to, like, sprinkle some fertilizer on the top, or once you get it right, will it stay right?
Oh, that would be so sweet. Pretty much because it rains so much, whether you got a raised bed or not, it's going to, the mm-hmm. nutrients will leach out. Uh-huh, yes. Or get bound up somehow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you want to keep adding.
Mm-hmm. So, well, how about the $1 million question? Can you grow corn in Sitka?
How did you know that was the next thing on my list here? Do you hear that? Corn won't grow on Rocky Top. Well, not because we don't have the rocky soil. We're necessarily rocky soil, but we are missing this other ingredient for corn growing.
and that is what? Sunshine?
Heat.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't far from it then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I know people have grown corn in their greenhouses.
Really?
And I have.
And
I mean,
they've actually got ears of corn off of it?
Little tiny ears. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, that was fun, but I'm not going to do that again because it used up so much space. Uh-huh. And I have a friend who has mountain selected small corn. So like corn you would grind up instead
uh-huh.
of sweet corn. And he's going to try that. And I said, have at it. I will just like mm-hmm. have my corn when I go on vacation or when I buy it at the store.
Well, then how about if you were wanting to grow a grain, And, you know, like you were going to grow the corn and dry it and grind it up and make cornbread. But you wanted something that would grow, you could reliably grow to grind up and make bread or mush out of. What would you suggest?
Well, you could grow poppies, and you'd have poppy seed.
Okay.
So that's not going to be your main grain, but you could put it in your bread or your muffins, so that's one thing.
I do know a couple of people that have grown, these are just little attempts that people have done, but you're not going to grow enough wheat or whatever. Uh-huh. You know, this is not grain-growing country.
But can you grow barley here?
Probably not. It's just, this is not the spot for it. They have nice barley up in the interior.
Right, I was thinking that. In Delta Junction, grow barley.
Yes, but there's a big key difference between that interior climate and the one we have down here in our lovely maritime world.
Is
that word again?
Heat.
Okay.
So, yeah, summer heat's really important for ripening some of those things.
If you do want something that's a big old starch, though, we have something that you can grow really well here.
And what is it?
And that's the potatoes.
Okay.
You know, it may not be the grains you're looking for, but you could probably substitute almost anything you wanted to make with grains.
And you could have your potatoes from a jar, couldn't you?
You could.
Yes, you could.
Is that not what is a key ingredient making vodka?
I believe that you do make vodka out of potatoes, I don't know if that's legal, so I don't know anything about that. But before we run out of time, we did have someone call in with a variety of hops that they recommend.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm going to mutilate the pronunciation, but I believe it is pronounced Tettnanger.
I've heard of that.
Tettnanger. And they get it from Nichols Garden in Albany, Oregon. They kind of specialize in those sorts of things down there.
How cool is that?
Yes. Yes, it is very cool. So thank you very much for calling up and sharing that information.
I think you might not be able to grow all the ingredients, but I suspect you could do some really interesting distillery projects with different things that you would harvest around here. And that might be a really fun project for a gardener.
Imagine so. You might have to have a special version of the garden show just devoted to that all by itself.
Well, I would probably need to find a little bit of an expert to come in and help us talk about it, because I haven't actually done that. But I know people are testing it out, and I know some of the commercial gins and other distilled products that they're selling like out of Haynes or some of the other places really have some nice elements that are grown around here, and that sounds pretty interesting.
What sounds interesting to me too. You know, ladies, this has been a wonderful show. I was not certain how we were going to make this work, thinking, wow, country music and gardening, it seems like opposite ends of the universe. But it was amazing, all of the connections we were able to find in just three songs. I really want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy evenings here on Friday night, taking time away from enjoying the sunset in those long-neck beers, to come on in and share some of your gardening knowledge with us.
Well, I just want to thank you for inviting us in. We're doing this pop-up garden show thing this spring, so you never know where we're going to pop up. You'll have to keep listening to the radio to know where it's next. But do I have just a minute to add one more thing?
Ma'am, you've got as much time as you want.
Well, thank you. So we did talk just briefly a little bit before this to try and talk about what would we talk about. And you mentioned, you know, what could we grow that we could rustle up for a Texas barbecue?
Yes.
And so I put a little energy into thinking about that.
And
I want you to know that we can't grow the beans, right?
Okay.
But we could grow the onions, and we could grow the tomatoes in a sunny window or in a greenhouse. Cilantro grows quite well here if you want to put a little pizzazz on it. I did try to grow tomatillos one time, and that was not happening. Mm-hmm. But onions, cilantro, and tomatoes, you're on your way to some pretty good salsa or pico or something like that.
And so no beans at all will grow here?
Well, fava beans will grow here.
Favas will, but it'd be hard to really rustle
like
up
kidney
enough
beans,
of
you
a mass.
You can't get those.
No.
Just again, is
it's,
it? Is
it's
it,
that word.
Ah, heat.
Heat.
Yeah.
Heat is the missing ingredient.
Right. So I figured you could have that. You could have a side of collards.
And
then you're going to probably have to figure out how to substitute your local salmon for some catfish. And
no problem.
And then, you know, take it on from there. But, you know, maybe that would be a credible substitute for a Texas barbecue.
That sounds like an excellent meal to me. Sounds great.
Thanks so much for letting us come in and barge into your
It was a great time. I really enjoyed it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking with Miss Molly and Miss Kitty, and they are the regular hosts of The Garden Show. And so for those who maybe listen on Friday nights but don't listen other times during the week, when is the regular scheduled time for The Garden Show?
Well, there isn't.
That's the mystery, is that this spring it's a pop-up. You never know where we're going to pop up, and you're going to have to listen to the radio and find out when we're going to be on
next. We're not just trying to be capricious. Mm-hmm. Our schedules were too complicated to come up with a regular time.
I see. Okay.
So we're just doing the best we can to talk about gardening with folks whenever it works out.
Well, I think this is great. I think it's probably going to be a regular feature. We had so much fun tonight. I'm going to keep my ear tuned for the next time you pop on up.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, folks. You have a great evening, and thanks again.
Thank you.